Sales expenses equals profits to sales profit equals expenses. Entrepreneurs often hear the mantra, work hard, invest everything back into the business, and focus on growth above all else. Most businesses that follow this advice don't make it in the long run. In fact, 8 out of 10 businesses fail, and the main culprit is a lack of profitability. Success in business requires a shift in thinking from day one. Instead of waiting for someday to turn a profit, start paying yourself right away. This simple change can boost your financial and mental well-being while safeguarding your business. Before spending on anything else, set aside a portion for profit, pay yourself a fair wage, and stash away funds for taxes. Unless you're raking in millions, don't expect to live like a Fortune 500 CEO. Be reasonable with your salary. Whatever's left after profit, taxes, and your paycheck should cover your operating costs. If not, it's a sign your business might not make the cut. Match your spending to what you can afford. If an expense doesn't bring in profits, axe it. Don't be fooled by flashy cars and mansions owned by other entrepreneurs. Many of them struggle to make ends meet, buried under piles of debt. Remember, cash is king. It's not just about numbers on a spreadsheet, but having actual money in your pocket and in the bank. To succeed, focus on preserving your cash. Cut unnecessary expenses and resist the urge to splurge when business is booming. Take control of your finances and make every dollar count. Excel in a few, enhance efficiency. To succeed in business, focus on doing a few things really well and aim for efficiency. If your expenses outweigh your profits or owner compensation, increasing sales will only lead to more expenses. Rather than chasing every opportunity, concentrate on your strengths and core competencies. Many business owners struggle to prioritize profits, similar to how individuals struggle with maintaining diets. Just as people often regain more weight after losing it, businesses can falter if they don't prioritize profits. Breaking old habits is tough, but making a profit-first attitude a habit is crucial. When money is available, it's easy to spend it, sometimes wastefully. By prioritizing profits and setting aside funds for taxes and your salary first, you're forced to operate more efficiently with less. This encourages finding innovative ways to achieve more with fewer resources. Combat spending temptation with segregated funds. Divide your money wisely into separate accounts to resist the urge to overspend. Start with 5 foundational accounts: income for money coming in, operating expenses, OpEx for day-to-day costs, taxes for tax obligations, owner compensation for your own salary, and profits for business gains. Keep 2 additional accounts at a different bank, out of sight, one for tax hold and the other for profit hold. By stashing these reserves away, you make it harder to dip into them impulsively. Don't let your bank eat into your funds with minimum balance fees. If your bank imposes such fees, consider switching to one that doesn't. To get a clear picture of your business's financial health, let's break it down step by step. First, jot down your total revenue before taxes. If you spend a chunk of that money on subcontractors, folks you hire to help with specific tasks, note down those costs separately. Then, subtract the subcontractor expenses from your total revenue to find your real revenue. Next, think about the profit you made last year. This isn't your salary, but any leftover money after covering all expenses. Also, tally up what you and any other business owners paid yourselves. Don't forget about taxes. Note down what your company paid in corporate and owner income taxes. Lastly, take a look at your expenses over the past 12 months. This includes everything from rent to office supplies to marketing costs. No need for exact numbers, just make educated guesses. Set targets for financial goals. When setting up your financial targets, think of them as guiding stars for your business's success. Allocate your revenue strategically to ensure your business stays healthy and thriving. Aim to put 15% of your revenue towards taxes. This ensures you're prepared without overburdening your budget. Remember, taxes are calculated based on your compensation and profit, not your entire revenue. By dividing your revenue into specific categories, you gain clarity on where your money should go. This promotes active learning about your business's financial health and helps you make informed decisions. Plus, Having clear targets makes it easier to celebrate your achievements when you exceed them. So, set your goals wisely and celebrate your success at the end of the year. For companies earning up to $250,000, aim for 5% profit, 50% owner compensation, and 30% operating expenses. For companies earning up to $500,000, aim for 10% profit, 25% owner compensation, and 40% operating expenses. For companies earning $500,000 to $1 million, aim for 15% profit, 20% owner compensation, and 50% operating expenses. For companies earning $1 million to $5 million, aim for 10% profit, 10% owner compensation, and 65% operating expenses. For companies earning over $10 million, aim for 17% profit, 3% owner compensation, and 65% operating expenses. Start slow and aim to gradually reach these targets. For instance, if your profit goal is 10%, don't expect to hit it right away. Start at 1% and work your way up over the course of a year or more, making progress step by step. Get ready to take charge of your finances. Start by moving all your earnings into your income account, minus any unpaid bills. Then, transfer just 1% of that sum into your profit account. It could be as little as a dollar. But if you've been putting away 5% for taxes, bump it up to 6%. Similarly, if you've been setting aside 5% for owner's compensation, increase it to 6%. These slight adjustments might seem small, but they add up big time, 3% in total. Move the money from your profit and tax accounts into your profit hold and tax hold accounts at another bank. Start by aiming for 1% of past profits and past tax in each account, then gradually increase these percentages each quarter. Initially, most businesses begin with 0% in both accounts. Understand that a significant portion of your earnings will be allocated to operating expenses. If you find that your income is solely covering expenses, leaving little for owner compensation and profits, it's a sign that your business model needs adjustment. To meet your target percentages in the upcoming quarters, focus on two main strategies: cutting expenses and boosting sales. Keep profits out, don't reinvest. Never reinvest profits back into your company once you've taken them out. Take 3% from operating expenses and allocate it towards profit, taxes, and owner compensation. Review your expenses regularly and cut out anything unnecessary for efficient operations and profit generation. Negotiate all expenditures with suppliers except for employee compensation. Organize your finances by putting incoming receipts into your income account. Pay into your profit, tax, and owner compensation accounts on the 10th and 25th of each month. The remaining funds should go to your operating expenses account, which you should trim quarterly. Every 3 months, increase the percentages in your profit, taxes, and owner compensation accounts. Make quarterly tax payments and distribute 50% of your profits to yourself and any other stakeholders. Keep the remaining 50% in your profit hold account as a reserve. If you owe more taxes at year end, use funds from your profit account. Otherwise, build a rainy day fund to guard against business disruptions. Tackle debt aggressively and prioritize saving. When it comes to tackling your debt, take a proactive approach and prioritize paying off what you owe. Rather than trying to clear all your debts at once, focus on one at a time, starting with the smallest, even if it carries a lower interest rate. This method can give you a quick win and motivate you to keep going. Cutting down on expenses is crucial, especially when you're dealing with significant debt. Review every single expense, big or small, and eliminate anything that isn't essential for your financial stability. While it's tough, reducing costs may involve making tough decisions, like letting go of employees or negotiating better terms with creditors and suppliers. Avoid taking on any more debt than you already have. Look for opportunities to improve your financial situation, such as seeking lower interest rates or even negotiating to reduce the amount you owe. It's also important to adjust your lifestyle and spending habits to live within your means, even if it means making some significant changes. Reject notion, sales alone fix all. Forget the old belief that just boosting sales will solve all your business woes. It's like chasing unicorns, elusive and unrealistic. Instead, focus on making your operations more efficient, because efficiency is your secret weapon. Sure, it's a never-ending battle as your competitors catch up, but it's how you stay ahead. Aim to cut your costs and time in half while doubling your results. Sounds tough? It's doable. Think about it. How can you do what you do best, but faster and cheaper? That's the sweet spot. Now, about those clients. Not all of them are gold mines. According to the Pareto principle, around 80% of your profits come from just 20% of your customers. So ditch the dead weight. Politely let go of the clients who aren't pulling their weight. Advance profit first after 6 months. Once you've been using the profit first system for at least 6 months, it's time to level up your financial strategy. Start by creating a vault account where you stash away some of your profits for emergencies. This safety net should ideally cover 3 months of expenses in case your income suddenly stops. Consider setting up separate accounts for specific purposes, like saving for big purchases or annual expenses. By dividing these costs into manageable monthly amounts, you'll be better prepared when the time comes to make those payments. Whether it's for equipment, subcontractors, or payroll, having designated accounts ensures you won't dip into funds meant for operating expenses. If you're receiving investments from outside sources, keep those funds separate and use them only for their intended purposes. When expanding your team, aim to generate enough revenue between $150,000 to $250,000 per employee to sustain their salaries and contribute to company growth. Avoid lifestyle inflation by basing your spending on your average monthly revenue over the past year. Calculate a reasonable salary for yourself and stick to it, resisting the temptation to splurge during lucrative periods. Practice frugality in both personal and business expenses. Prioritize buying used items, negotiate prices whenever possible, and carefully evaluate every purchase decision. Instead of worrying about covering your monthly expenses, concentrate on boosting your profits. By sticking to your predetermined percentages for profit, owner compensation, and taxes, you set a clear path for financial success. Rather than viewing your expenses as a burden, prioritize allocating funds on the 10th and 25th of each month. This proactive approach ensures that your financial goals remain in focus, leading to better management and growth of your business. Key points. 1. Prioritize paying yourself and setting aside profits to safeguard your business's financial health. 2. Divide earnings into separate accounts to resist overspending and preserve cash flow. 3. Set clear financial targets based on revenue, prioritizing profit, owner compensation, and expenses. 4. Focus on efficiency rather than solely chasing sales to maintain business sustainability. 5. Gradually increase profit allocations and tackle debt aggressively to improve financial stability. 6. Reject the notion that sales alone fix all problems. Prioritize efficiency and client quality. 7. Advance your financial strategy by creating emergency funds and separate accounts for specific purposes after 6 months.